I heard. I was like, was that Joe? Was that Joe who did that? And then, was it me? Oh, man.
Oh, fuck it all.
Dan, you're getting funnier with age, man.
Please, because you're getting fired.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah. Well, shit, no.
Still on.
No, no. Right, welcome to episode 37 of Hatred Theory. I'm your host, Jack Tilby. My partner in pain over there, Joe Jones.
All right.
You know, that was the best. That was the best impression of Kim Jong-il I've ever heard.
He's dead.
What?
He's the dad, wasn't he?
You can still make, yeah, Kim Jong-un's dad, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dead. Do you know they have their own version of Kim Kardashian?
Oh, where's this going?
No, I was just, well, she's a little bit smaller, obviously, but she's, no, but it's not even that funny, I'm just finding it really funny, but yeah, no, isn't it, little Kimmy Kardashian?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
God damn it.
You both thought it was going to be good.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Right. Kardashian. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Producer Dan over there as well, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, forgot about that one.
Right. So, we have a little treat for everyone today.
Yeah, doing things a little bit different.
Yeah, we're keeping it uneducational, as always.
Well, no, yeah. You say that.
More of a fiction, really.
This is kind of educational.
Mm. Not the ones I've picked. But it's a certain kind of education.
No, yeah, so what we've decided to do, I believe it was producer Dan's idea. Wasn't it, Joe?
Don't blame me.
Yeah, we're gonna give. Yeah. Fuck you. I'm gonna do exactly that right now. No. The thing is, Dan has decided that we should all sign on to Wish, the greatest app in the world, and look for the best stuff you can buy. You get 50 quid. And that's it. If the collection you've chosen is over £50, we get to decide the item on that person's list to buy.
God. Roger that.
Forfeit.
Is that's understood though, yeah? Oh, okay, cool.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Well, no, well, I tend to get lost. I get... I have no money.
If anyone can buy something from our sponsors, that'd be great. You know,
that's a very good point.
Yeah, maybe we do that. We'll tell you. Yeah, they're not going anywhere. We're treats. Anyway, let's crack on. We'll talk about that later on.
So I've had I've had a bit of a funny day.
All right.
Yeah. So I was at work. Cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Spraying my points, you know.
Spraying what, mate?
My points. And...
Right.
You know, rubbing the lubricants.
Oh.
And, obviously, my day is full of hot, steamy soap.
Oh. Call me daddy.
Oh, fist me daddy.
No, I at one point today, I found myself going into the office bathroom that nobody ever fucking uses. Not bathroom, but, you know, whatever. That nobody ever uses. There's a mirror in there, but I have to go in there all the time to spray my touch points. That's what they're called. Everything sounds dirty with cleaning, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, but yeah, like I have to go around doing my touch points, and I found myself there, spray bottle in my belt, you know, hanging down like a gun, right?
You fucking Rambo of cleaning.
I'm like, you don't know me.
You don't know the things I've done, man.
Yeah. You think these scars came from childbirth?
What the fuck? I've cleaned bazookas of shit. You don't even know.
I clean bazookas of shit.
Oh, fuck it up. It just sounded funny.
But anyway, yeah, so my day, right? And I found, and then I quick draw the fucking spray up on the fucking mirror, and then I just felt like Clint Eastwood.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm feeling good at the beginning of the day. Okay. That's happened to me. I've had, you know, a meeting with myself about that. But I was, I went up to this lady, right?
Good start.
And it was no, a really old, quite fat black lady, right? And she's obviously only recently come over here from her country, right?
Why? Okay, yeah.
No, what? There is
These details may be integral to the story.
They are. It's integral, not integral. gross. Gross.
Anyway, carry on. Sorry.
But no, and I started talking to her, and she, you know, she smiled, she nodded, and
one
I was
thing led to another. I was,
yeah, you know, winks, blown kisses, you know. No, but I was telling her about like it was my birthday the other day, and you know this, that, and the other, and before I knew it, she looked at me, and she just said, "I'll do English. I don't like that." And she's looking at me like that, and I'm like, "Huh? I've been talking to you for about 3 minutes, and you've understood fuck all of what I've just said." Oh, time wasted. God. You're smiling and nodding at me, woman.
She's just polite. She's like, "Oh, this lunatic's talking to me again."
No, but I don't get it. Like, why would you lead a guy on like that? I thought she was genuinely interested in what I'm saying. And then,
story of my life.
You know, turns out she's fucking fresh off the boat.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? What?
And what item from Wish did she buy?
Yeah, let's move on to Wish now.
sorry. I just wanted to let you all in on that great disappointment. Yeah. All right then, let's get into it. So I was thinking about maybe getting a mask of some kind, obviously, like, because mask is really popular right now. So I looked at it. I looked at a Halloween mask.
Oh yeah.
That, funnily enough, get in time for Christmas. It's effectively Joe without a beard with balls on his chin. Oh shit. Oh no,
how much does that cost you?
Oh then. I'm not going to lie to you. It was probably my biggest purchase. You know, tell you what, it actually does look like Kim Jong-un. If you put your hands over the balls.
Yeah.
Please do.
Oh, no, it is Joe.
I can't.
How much was the Joe mask?
Okay, okay. Oh, it was 1576. Yeah. But it's only because that wasn't the first thing I found.
Right, okay.
I also found a mask, I guess, while we're on the subject of masks.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. So, Darren's turn.
Again, this one sounds like it's more practical for the now with wearing face shields, but this is, I'm not quite sure what all of this means, but it's Nicolas Cage, WFB, cute cartoon face mask, dust mask, men and women cotton face mask. And it's literally, it's a flesh-coloured mask with Nicolas Cage's features on it.
And how much did that cost you?
£3.37.
Well, I love that. Boys. A bargain, you know, but I just don't think it beats Joe with balls on his chin, I'm afraid.
I don't know, well, you've not seen it.
Listen here, guys, right?
It's got a 1-star review. No, sorry, it's got 1 5-star review.
Oh. I'm going completely the opposite direction to you guys, but it does involve the mouth, from what is. All right, so, again, with Wish, has anyone... Right, we Jack, me and you, we are one of our best friends, Matthew Thomas. He's getting married soon, right? And when you go to the wedding, you need something to drink out of, you know, like a straw. So that was one of my main things that I needed, because obviously with COVID, you've got the germs and all that kind of stuff. So I found I get a pack of 3 straws in blue, clear, and green, okay? And they've got 317 5-star reviews. Now,
wow,
all sounds promising.
Yeah. No, these are good. So these are reusable wedding party drinking straws, glass tube. And to be honest with you, they look like you burn the end of it, right? And you put smack in it. Basically, I'm buying a fucking push. Smack tube. Yeah. Pretty much. And
a crack pipe.
It's a crack pipe
Wow!
It's a crack pipe, and I
what
get
did
three
they
of them.
Describe it as a straw,
a reusable wedding party drinking straws, glass tubes, and I
you
get
know what, Tom,
listen.
Right, the descriptions make it.
Hey! Listen, you guys. I'm in a fucking bargain right now. I'm in a bargain. I get 50% off discount, It comes down from £2. To £1.
Thanks,
I get
Matt.
3 of them. I get 3 of them.
33 pence a go.
Yep.
It'll cost you a life, though.
But, well, yeah, you're right. Literally but, slaping, I mean, it. Definitely fucking worth it. Definitely worth it.
Right. I'm going to say my next item.
Yep, go for
item numero uno doi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also, get in time for Christmas. Donald Trump toilet brush. Brushes make your toilet great again. And it is the best thing I've seen today.
Oh yeah.
I'm genuinely going to get it for what I do for a living.
Functional, yeah. How much is Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. Oh, hang on. Donald Trump is free.
Free?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
Yeah, they're free. Yeah.
Free. Well, that's... Oh, that's a shame, because that keeps you well within the 50-pound limit.
Well, to be honest, right, I'm not sure if I want the free one. There's, you know, like when they have the same thing, but over the way.
But better.
£4. I'll go with £4.
£4, okay.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Ooh. Well, talking of dicks... I'm picking this one purely for again for the description. This is my high ticket item at £15 and a penny.
Right, yep.
Realistic sexual wellness dildo. I'm not sure what wellness is doing in here. With suction cup, strap-ons, dildo, sex toy for female woman masturbation toys. Female woman.
Wow. Female woman? No way.
And it's super veiny.
Wait, was that you saying super veiny or the description?
No, that's me describing the image.
Oh. And it's super veiny.
Honestly. Whoever this modelled on has got high blood pressure. They're about to rupture. So, yeah, £15 and a penny gets you a really big black dildo. Again, get in time for Christmas.
Right, yeah, I think all the blue ticks mean it's getting time for Christmas. Yeah.
This one's got a big green bar underneath it.
Does it?
Although, with my experience of buying things on Wish, they never arrive when they say they will.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Right, Joe, are you laughing?
I was laughing, yes.
Yeah. No, so...
Right. So, if I could just quickly jump in here. So, speaking of dildos.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a dildo, but it's not really, in all fairness. I just try to make it relatable, but it's not. Have you guys ever, right, put those little, you know, when you go to like a swimming pool and you put those shoes, those like blue plastic shoes over your actual shoes?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever thought that you might need some for your ears? So, these are described as tiny blue plastic shoes on the person's ear.
On the person's ear?
Yeah. And basically the whole thing is, ears need tiny covers. And they are £3 a piece.
Wow. Per ear.
You get a set for £3. Okay. And what you do is it's like an earplug. You put it in, but it protects the whole ear. But it's
from what?
Fucking, I don't know. Sense?
Gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea. You know? But yeah.
Gonorrhea.
Oh. That was dangerous. But just in case you guys, you know, wanted it, I can get you some pretty decent ear shoes.
The ear shoes. China's come in for a lot of stick recently with the coronavirus, but without it, Wish would be a lot worse. Bravo, China.
Right, so is it me again, is it?
It's you again, buddy.
All right, okay. This one, I have, in fact, just purchased.
Yes. Fuck.
Because I know that for, air quotes, scientific research.
Wait. Joe, I think it's the big black dildo that I just mentioned.
I think it might be.
I've bought it for Abby.
It's definitely the big black dildo.
It isn't. I am big enough for her, my friend. Right.
And humble to boot.
Yeah. No, I have bought two pieces. So it's a two-piece set.
Shut up. You're dangerous.
Portable.
Yep.
No. Outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
Women's.
Mm-hmm.
Reusable. So safe for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Camping. Travel. Mm-hmm. Urinal. Female toilet urine device.
That's amazing.
And it is effectively, from the pictures, it's put a funnel on and pretend you got a cock.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, the pictures are...
Does she do a lot of camping?
Oh, dude, but there's this one who's obviously in a very, very short skirt, legs wide open, with showing the shiwi on her, you know, women's ding-a-ling. And that is going into a bottle. Just your regular water bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is a question. This is a question for all of our female listeners, right? We know there's loads of you. thanks to Thirst Trap Joey over there.
Oh, Thirst Trap Jones.
It is real.
Thirst Trap Jones. No. The thirst is real.
Yeah. The thirst is real.
Oh, the thirst is strong in this one.
Well, what were you asking our female listeners?
Right. Do you hover over the toilet when you piss?
I feel like I can answer that question.
As a girl. Yeah.
As a female myself. So, in all fairness, I don't think anyone likes sitting on public toilets. And, like, to be honest with you, if women's toilets are anything like the men's, like chavs going in there and just pissing all over everything, because, you know, in night times, men like to go in there and piss. We've all seen it. It's happened. I mean, well, I paid for it.
It's not only them. It's also the homeless hippies.
Well, this is the thing. I feel like if anyone is in any dangerous situation, they will hover. Because I wouldn't want to sit on on a pissy toilet seat. I reckon they do hover.
What's worse, a pissy toilet seat, which you can obviously wipe somewhat unhygienically, or when you sit on a toilet seat after someone else has just sat on it, and it's like your ass is touching their ass. Warmth.
Right. So, I wouldn't. I prefer my ass touching a warm toilet seat, because the thought of just seeing, like, I've had to wipe away the piss is just awful. Like, that is disgusting. Yeah. Whose go is it with the wish thing? Because you guys are going to like my next one.
It's mine.
Go for it, Dan.
It's mine, and I'm sticking with the dick theme.
Nice.
This one really confuses me. And I'll read the description, and I'll try and give you like a visual description of the product as well. So for £12 and a penny, for those that are keeping score, and coming in with a quite disappointing 2.5 stars 9 times, is the dual-use, soft, lifelike, dildo, adult male, realistic, vagina, pocket pussy, masturbator, sex toy.
That...
Confused?
Sounds... Yeah.
So, let me paint a picture.
Here we go.
You know what a dildo looks like, right?
Is it cock or cock and balls?
It's cock and balls.
It's a dildo with cock and balls, because you don't realise how many don't have them.
You don't realise them and you don't have them. This one has them. Mm-hmm. And essentially, in the back of the balls, so where the prostate would be on a gentleman.
Yes.
There's an opening that looks like a battered vagina, which presumably you use this as like a really elaborate condom by the looks of things. I assume it's for people like Joe who aren't big enough to satisfy a lady.
No, he's right there.
I don't,
mate. Mm. Joe's got fills for days.
Could you send me the link, Dan?
I'll go on better, mate. I pity you enough. I'll buy it for you.
Oh, thanks, man.
And it'll be in time for Christmas.
So basically, what you're saying is your vagina fucking a cock, but you're also masturbating what to you is someone else's dick.
It's a weird concept.
You're wanking someone else's dick.
No, Jack, what you don't get is this is preparing you for a massive gangbang.
Or butt fucking a dude.
Yeah, but it's
fucking a dude's balls.
It's a gangbang simulation. That's what it is.
The weird bit about it is that you're essentially essentially,
I don't know if those actually exist.
You put your dick inside another dick, so it's like someone's skinned a dick alive and, a, oh. and they're wearing it as a disguised dick to rob a bank or something. 12 pound and a penny, if that takes your fancy.
Well,
okay, no, that was worth 12 this, quid.
This next purchase of mine is a big one. And I think, if I'm correct, it takes me up to 24 because this cost is going to cost 20 quid.
Your maths are correct.
Yep, thank you very much.
Sorry, Jack, how much was your last one?
What was my last one? The Shiwi.
Shiwi.
2 quid.
£2. Okay, thank you.
Are you tallying all this?
Oh, yeah. If someone's going over 50 quid, they're buying some shit. You've already bought the Shiwi through your own choice.
Right, so this next one, I've always wanted to be a superhero, right? So I went on Wish and I decided to type in superhero costumes. And there was one that took my fancy, and it was basically who has never had a crush on Catwoman, right? I thought I could be a really good Catwoman, so I was like, okay, so I clicked on it. But it's like a Catwoman costume that I've never seen before. So it's basically, it's a latex suit, right? That you zip all the way up, you know, like Catwoman does. You do get a whip, which is quite cool. So it's like, whoosh, you know, and the description is Catwoman costume, right? But the, I didn't really remember her having a mask. But hey ho, here we are. So what the mask does is it zips down, but it stops at the mouth, so like she can breathe.
Awesome,
right? So she can breathe, right? And obviously, when you're being a superhero or a vigilante, you're going to be doing a lot of running, so you definitely need to breathe, right? So yeah, it stops at the mouth, and it makes you kind of be like your mouth is kind of in the shape of you saying oh. Oh, you know what I mean? So, what's weird is though, there are, I don't know how she sees, because I don't think she's Daredevil, because there's no like eye sockets or anything like that. So it's just literally just a latex mask, stops at the mouth, and you're like, oh, Batman, mate. Oh, you know, do you know what I mean? So like, I feel like that's a good purchase, especially if you get the whip too. But then I don't know how she's going to be able to use it, or how I'm going to be able to use it when I can't see.
Not seeing, you take away one sense, every other sense heightens. So,
right, get you.
It will be to your benefit.
So basically,
let me know when you've got it on anyway.
Yeah, no, I will. I might need some lubricant to get myself into it because it is it looks like it's for curvy women, you know.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, and also I just want to take this time when I buy the suit. I am going to start a business being a dominatrix. So if anyone wants to, yeah, Joe Dom. JoeDom.com, that's where you got to go to buy me. So if anyone's interested, I'll do it real cheap. I'll come to your house, I'll step in your balls, I'll do whatever. Just letting that give me a shout. Thirst Trap Jones is coming to a door near you.
Oh, fuck yeah, you make a ton.
But yeah, that takes me up to 24, am I correct?
You're on £24, yes.
Sick.
Jack, back to you.
Okay, so hang on. No phone.
His phone's dead.
It's all right. No, it was having a funny 5 seconds. Right. There we go. Right. This one, get out of the way straight away, is 91p.
Nice.
So thrifty.
And it is. And I'm kind of going back to, something that was related to my search earlier on. And it is one or two rolls of Donald Trump, Hillary, or Obama toilet paper, presidential candidate, novelty, fun, gag, humor.
Humor. President Bogroll.
And it's all of a picture of him with his mouth wide open.
So, hamburgers.
No, I just find myself hamburgers. Every, like, obviously, hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Oh my god,
hamburgers.
We all had some hamburgers.
Hamburgers. Great guys, great team, hamburgers.
Hamburgers. Do you know what? I'd find myself sitting on the toilet with my fucking Donald Trump toilet paper and being like, eat my ass. Eat my ass. every time I
went. I haven't seen this much dirt since I went to China.
China.
Anyway,
or I'd just be like, yeah, you just grab the pussy. Just grab her by the pussy. It's like taming a tiger. Just grab her by the pussy. Wait, are we being listened to in here?
Yes, but okay. Obviously it doesn't fucking matter because you've got all the money in the world. Cunt.
Anyway. Dan, what's your next one, Dan?
Oh my god.
So ask yourself this, gents. Have you ever wanted the king of chicken?
It's just all like... It's just all I hear when
it's... It's my new cum noise.
It's just... A, no, that's what my dick sounds like when it does it, but... No, all I can think of is, at the end of it, is just like, he goes, oh my! Like... Oh my god!
Right, let Dan get on with his thing. Let Dan get on with his thing. Go on, Dan, let it out. Have you ever wanted the king of chicken on your dick? Obviously. Because I can get it for you with the new men/women's KFC Colonel Funny 3D print fashion tracksuit crew neck hip-hop sweatshirt and pants two-piece set hoodies.
What? Do you reckon how much money do you reckon if you wore that outside of a KFC and started breakdancing on a piece of cardboard? Do you reckon you make a lot of money?
No, I reckon you get a cease and desist. Fortunately, though, the tracksuit won't cost you a lot of money as it's only £9.
That's fucking sick.
And for that money, Colonel Sanders' nose and your penis will be separated by a thin bit of material.
Wait, do you get the beard too?
The beard and mustache are on there.
Yeah.
And his little bow tie.
That's awesome.
I don't know if I'd wear it myself, but I'd buy it as a gift for someone, I think.
Can you please dress up as Colonel Sanders one day, Dan?
Well, yeah.
For the Twitch.
When we're in the new studio, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Just a quick one before we move on to Joe's next one. If you haven't yet, go to Twitch and follow us on there, please. Very much appreciated if you do that.
Yeah, that'd be great because
I'm saying it now because we've still got a bit of a show left, and I know nobody sticks around to the end to hear all the important shit, the important shit that's talked about at the end.
So this is going to be my final item, boys.
Oh, playing it safe with the 50 quid.
Playing it safe. And obviously, otherwise, we kind of need to wrap it up before the show gets on too long. But this one is golden for me, right? So what was I up to? 24?
£24, yeah.
Right, so this is costing 20 quid.
Oh, you coward.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen. These are police force lightning proof gloves.
What?
Wait. Did you say lightning proof gloves? That is fucking sick. So, they must be $1 million. How much?
£20, mate. £20.
Fucking hell.
So hear me out, right? I have always wanted to touch lightning, okay? I don't know anyone in this fucking world that has never wanted to.
What a weird thing to want. as a young boy, I also wanted to become a police officer, right? Because I watched Bad Boys 2 once. Turns out it's nothing like that, so yeah. I don't want to do it anymore. But listen, you put these tactical police force lightning-proof gloves on, and your whole world changes, right? I can be Thor from my fucking hand, but instead of a hammer, I'm going to have a nightstick. I'm going to stick that shit on. Whoever I touch, I'm going to electrocute. Like, give him a little electric shock. I could torture people and be like, yeah, mate, where's the drugs? I ain't telling you shit, copper. Come on. Where are the drugs? I could keep doing it. And, like, the fact that these things are only 20 quid, why hasn't everyone got them?
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
Tactical black police force lightning-proof gloves.
They sound the bomb. Like, they sound amazing.
You can say that they're shockingly cool.
Oh, you make belly laugh. Ow. I don't do that often, but when I fucking do
that is me, boys. And I reckoned, just quickly so we can wrap up the show, we all have you guys do your last items.
Yeah.
And then we head on to listener hates.
Excellent. Right, so it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with 13 quid, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with numbers, so I don't know what I'm on. But I went with something that could possibly be used for lightsaber fights. So I was going to get like me and Joe one. because these
are
powerful green, red, blue laser pointer pen beam light 5MW professional military high power presenter. Safe for kids. Can light flame.
That's sick.
Can light flame.
Safe for kids. Can light flame. And it has a picture of it. There's a picture of it with a kid with it in its hand, playing with it, right? Bearing in mind, it's powerful enough to see what the woman's doing in this picture here. She's smoking.
I mean,
lit her cigarette. What the fuck?
Yeah, but what kid doesn't love smoking and starting fires? You know,
true. Dude, do you know what? Yeah, you just blow my mind.
You're welcome, Dan. What's your item, bud?
Just trying to find mine, but it's fairly inappropriate.
Okay.
So you've probably sensed the theme so far.
Dicks.
Yeah. We're sticking with it.
Okay.
Have you ever wanted
a dick? Yes.
A tricky children's toy penis dick shaped water pistol.
What the fuck?
Children's toy. Is the key part to this.
And it's shaped like a dick.
Yeah, it's, again, not like, unlike some dildos, it has balls. That's the handle. Trigger, shaft, water pistol comes out of the end of the bell end. Unfortunately, these are out of stock.
Oh, gutted.
Which also means someone's bought these things.
Someone's bought them.
Can I just read out my favourite comment before we move on to listener hates?
They were 66p, by the way.
66p? Fuck.
Get this.
Would have been better if it was 69.
Oh.
Or 16, you know. Hey. Anyway.
What's your favourite comment, mate?
It is, I ordered the willy ones, but got the nipple ones. Smiley face,
They fit perfectly and are comfy.
What's that? What's that for?
Hey?
What's that for?
This? Oh, it's for something that I was looking at earlier but decided not to put on my list, but maybe okay. I should have, because they're winter slippers, women, creative fun, penis home slippers, warm spring, funny women shoes, unicornio shoes, women unicorn shoes, slippers, little brother.
Little brother? What the fuck, dude?
Winter slippers, women creative fun, penis home slippers, warm spring, funny women shoes, unicornio shoes, women unicorn slippers, little brother.
I mean, it's a bit of a mouthful, I'll give you that.
And it's just a little dick pointing out where the toes are. On a normal pair of slippers. It's not even like one big dick slipper, or dick and balls, or ball slippers. It's just...
How much are they?
It's like a my-sized penis on the end of this fucking slipper. How much are they? £9. Oh, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm adding that to my list. See if I care.
Ooh, hang on. Jack wants them.
I'm adding that.
You chat amongst yourself while I do some maths.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, we can move on to listener hates, actually, dude. So, let it rip. Let it rip. Jack, can you sing us a song, mate?
All right, okay, right, ready?
Yeah.
Listener hates to do 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 do. Listener hates to do 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 do. Listener hates to do 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 do. Listener hates. Listener hates to do 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 do. Listener hates to do 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 do. Own that song there, fucking YouTubers. It's all good.
Anyway,
so 44.67. Jack comes in at the most expensive.
What's his?
44.67. So, but given that he's bought two items tonight from his list, I think we let him off.
Yeah. Dan, if you could you read out the listener hate?
I'm firing them up right now. First off,
here we go.
Yuan's back.
Oh, good lad.
Knowing a field is wet, yet still driving a quad in it and getting it stuck. Big brain this week.
You sound like a hillbilly.
I like the idea of a quad in the wet. That sounds like it'd be more fun.
It sounds like something you can sell on Wish. What's the next one?
The next one is...
It sounds like what I do when I put all four fingers in Abby.
Hey, you're not allowed to say a name.
Oh, sorry, in...
Give another quad in the wet and getting it stuck.
Poor girl.
What's the next one?
One is from Max Reinhold.
Right.
And he says, the monarchy... And his issue is that he started watching The Crown on Netflix recently. Anyone else done that?
No.
Nope.
Do you know what? Every day, dude, like, since you came out the closet, right, Max, every day since you came out the closet, I feel you getting more and more just gayer. I love that.
To finish Max's issue... He thinks they're almost irrelevant in this day and age. Not heard anything about them helping or donating towards a vaccine. Yet an old star like Dolly Parton has donated $1 million. This makes sense now. I wondered why you were so keen on Dolly Parton. It makes sense. Although she hates gays. She said some really nasty thing about gay people.
Yeah, well,
she is. Max, she's from like Texas.
Maxie's not really like an educated gay. He's more like just the taker.
He just loves dick rather than being like mad keen on the culture.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I hope he all right.
Is that it for list of hates? We got any more?
Bam.
Right.
No, we haven't.
Okay, fair enough. I feel like we kind of have two for this one. So the first one I want to kind of directly say to the people that created... Joe? Yeah?
Sorry. Can I put in an honourable mention here?
Of course you can, mate. You take over.
Yeah, honourable mention goes to the fucktard, right? This big fucking Indian dude, right?
Here we go.
Comes out, comes outside. Yeah. I'm outside having a, you know, on my break. And as he was walking past me, he spat right next to my fucking foot.
That's fucking disgusting. I do not respect that at all. Was he a chav?
No.
Here's the thing, right? Do you know what? Fuck my mentions, right? Because I'm about this fucks me off.
Has mine won?
Yes, you've won this one. What is the thing of fucking spitting on the floor? It doesn't make you hard. If you're a fucking smoker, why do you still need to fucking do it? Here's the thing. Would you rather get spat at or punched in the face? Because I would take a punch in the face any fucking day.
He looked like you know, that King Ali, what's his name? Prince Ali, whatever the fuck his name is.
Great Carly.
The Great Carly, that's all.
Jesus. Right.
Wow. So I really have cut wrestling out of my life, fuck.
Anyway, right, it goes back to the point. It goes back to the point. If you fucking spit on the floor next Prince to someone, Charlie. That's fucking disgusting.
That would have made him so much better.
Prince Ali.
If he looks like fucking Prince Ali, mate, he must have a big fucking like cum coming out of his mouth.
Yes. Joe, you watch weird porn.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Stop kink shaming, Jack.
Yeah, shut up, hey, Jack.
Sorry. Everyone's shaming. Fucking bollocks. I eat my own cum, anyway. So go fuck yourself.
Fucking weird. Anyway, right, let's end the fucking show. Right? If you fucking spit, you're a cunt. Jack, where can I find us?
Ooh! Nick Merckx, right? Nick Merckx, the famous YouTuber, right? Does the same thing as me. And he says people love their own stink. Because he touches his balls and gooch and he smells it.
I thought you were going to say he eats his own cum. I thought ain't been dropping that nugget on fucking stream.
No, but dude, he had a massive argument with everyone, but he stood strong to his guns, and I do too. I love the smell of my ball sweat.
You can find us on social medias like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Go follow us on there.
You can find Jack in an institution.
Yeah. You can also find... Jack, by the way, the people at TikTok have asked. They want you to do more lives.
Fuck.
And,
fuck yourself.
Are they sure? I am not a performing fucking monkey, okay? I'm not your beck and call.
And you can also go and find the show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other fucking place. If you have it on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. If you find us on Spotify, please follow us because it helps us out massively. We can take out people like fucking Jim Collins off the podcast world. That was really, really, really fast for me to say. Other than that,
The GC. She is the GC.
The GC.
The GC can go get fucked, mate, honestly. Right. Is that the show? Jack, do your thing, mate. Phase us out, mate.
I reckon you could fuck her belly button, you know.
Phase out. Joe could.
Phase out.
One more.
Phase out.
Phase out.
I'll fuck your belly button down if you want.
8990 production.